Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, it is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. 855-839-1210. You know, way back when we made the case that, well, if we're letting people out of prison, remember all this? Remember some of the crimes committed in New York, Philadelphia? What about Bill Cosby? Now, I realize that's a political hot potato, to put it mildly. Bill Cosby's hardly a threat to anyone. Is he in Graterford, Dan? We have his communications director, spokesperson coming up, but I'm not sure where he's housed. But wherever it is, I'm sure that's a threat. He's got to be in his 80s, a lot of disabilities. Let's go and get an update, and then we'll take your calls at 855-839-1210. To his communications director, spokesperson, Andrew Wyatt on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Mr. Wyatt, Andrew, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Dom, and thank you to your listeners for wanting to listen to me some more. So it's a good morning. Thank you.
Well, thank you. So since we last talked, and we were talking a bit about this happening, Mr. Cosby and his attorneys have filed a suit arguing what?
Well, right now, first off, Mr. Cosby is at SCI Phoenix Prison in Collegeville, PA. It used to be Graterford Prison.
Ah, you know, that's
they
right.
They shut down Graterford, and they built this new prison called SCI Phoenix. So that's where he's housed. And, of course, that prison is infected, severely infected. It's the most severely infected prison in any prison in the state of Pennsylvania. And he's 100% blind due to glaucoma, as we discussed. And he has underlying health conditions. He had emergency surgery last fall due to his arteries on the right and left side. His carotid arteries have a 90% blockage due to plaque buildup. So we're still working, but we got great news on Tuesday. On Tuesday, the state Supreme Court of Pennsylvania agreed to review his appeal. If you remember, our appeal was denied by the Superior Court. We had oral arguments in Harrisburg, in the Capitol, last summer, and they denied our appeal, the Superior Court of Pennsylvania. But we had to file a petition on before January 7th asking the State Supreme Court of Pennsylvania to review Mr. Cosby's appeal, grant him a new trial, and or vindicate him. They have agreed to review the appeal on the merits that we brought up, the fact that the 404B witnesses, the prior bad acts witnesses, the women that they brought in, like Janice Dickinson, should have never been brought into the trial. The trial was about Andrea Constant and Bill Cosby, not about any other woman. The second issue they brought up is that his deposition should have never been admitted in the trial, and he was given a deal by Bruce Castor, the former district attorney of Montgomery County, that if he gave up his Fifth Amendment rights, went to civil court, and made Andrea Constant a wealthy woman to the tune of $3.8 million, that charges would never be filed. And, of course, we saw where the district attorney of Montgomery County, Kevin Steele, ran a Willie Horton-style campaign ad saying, if you elect me, I will go after Bill Cosby. And we're just so elated that the State Supreme Court of Pennsylvania has agreed to review those issues in the appeal. And we feel that we're going to get a victory.
Well, it's a little hard to assess right now. I don't think these things, as you mentioned, are essentially always legal. In other words,
right.
The judges are looking at the climate here, and is the climate telling them that Cosby's already been in jail? How long, Mr. Wyatt?
He's been in jail for 2 years now, almost
2 years.
2 years now. And he got a 3 to 10 year sentence. He has less than 12 months until he's up for parole. So it is political, and we understand the politics behind it. Look, the governor said that he was releasing all elderly inmates with underlying health conditions. Mr. Cosby, on July 12th of this year, would be 83 years old, and he refused to release Mr. Cosby, knowing that he's susceptible to getting this virus and COVID. So it has always been political, and we understand the politics behind it. Look, this is a man. How many people are being given deals right now as we speak by a district attorney? And you mean to tell me no one could be given a deal? The judicial system cannot handle every case that comes their way. So we understand the politics behind it. We understood what this was all about with Mr. Cosby. And you're right, the climate out here, when you see what happened to George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, countless other black men in America, we have always said this is bigger than Bill Cosby. This is about every black male and person of color in America, because, look, if they could get Bill Cosby, everybody, no one has a chance with his wealth and resources. Look what happened to him.
Well, I'm not making that argument. I know that's your argument. I'm not in agreement with that. But the argument I'm making, though, is the coronavirus argument, and also how close he is to this. And what I was asking you, and it's unknowable, when the judges look at this, do they say people are starting to think that the whole issue of women's rights and all the stuff that Cosby was in the center of it, that has gone, too many people have been caught up in it in a manner that was not correct? And do they think it would take a lot of guts, is what I'm saying, though?
On the
it would take a lot of guts. It would be shocking to people. Yeah. And I think
it would take a lot of guts because, you know, when you look at people who are selected and elected, and now social public opinion drives everything. And now with the issue with women in America, you know, it's a very touchy subject, and people are afraid. They're afraid. They don't know how they're going to be attacked. And so they're swayed with public opinion. They're swayed with how, you know, their Q scores are looked at, old Q scores. They're looking at social media, what the bloggers are saying about them. And they're looking at when they're, you know, if they're going to be put into a higher seat. So it's politics. There's so much politics involved. But we're saying, forget the politics. This is about a human being. This is about human life. And he deserves to be at home.
Well, Mr. Wyatt, thank you very much. Thanks for coming on. To be continued. When do you think this comes down? What's the ball?
We're hoping by the, you know, it's a hurry up and wait game, but we're hoping by the end of the year. We're hoping.
Okay. Andrew Wyatt,
thank you so much, Dom.
Thanks for joining us.
Bye-bye.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.